Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today, smack dab in the middle of September. And we have a lot of celebrities on the show this week. My first guest, the original member of the Spinners, Henry Framboll, will be joining us. Sylvester Stallone will be here, actress Diane Cannon, and actor George Hamilton. Next hour from America's Detective on the Discovery Channel and Homicide Hunter on the Investigation Discovery Channel, Lieutenant Joe Kenda, comedian Joe Coy will be joining us. Meryl Hemingway, another beautiful actress, will be here on the show. And then we're going to talk to a former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Jerome Adams, an update on COVID. That's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. After a break, my first guest will be Henry Framboll, the original and still member of the great group, The Spinners.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I tell you something, music just doesn't get any better than that. Of course, that's the famous sound of the Spinners. And joining us right now, and I'm really glad about this, is the original member of the group starting back in 1954, and they have a brand new album out right now. Joining us right now is Henry Framboll. Hi, Henry. How are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And when you put it like that, make it sound like I'm 80 years old. No.
I got to tell you something. I've heard this CD, and you don't sound like you're 80 years old.
Thank you very much. No, we really enjoyed recording the latest CD that we have out. And I thank you going through, and the public will enjoy the material that we have on the album, you know. I keep saying the album, but there's no CDs
right now,
you know.
Right.
So I think you're going to enjoy the material that we presented.
Well, I got to tell you, this is the thing that I think is absolutely remarkable, all right? This, ladies and gentlemen, is the first, depending on what age category you come from, in the case of Henry and I, album, in the case of the newer generation CD, the first out in 40 years called Round the Block and Back Again. Henry, what took you so long to do it? I mean, you guys are phenomenal. How could you wait 40 years without going in that studio?
Well, you know, we've been traveling around the world, and sometimes you don't have time, you know. But we knew that we had to get some new material out there after Tom Bell, you know, because Tom Bell was phenomenal with his production of The Spinners, you know. And so now it was just time to put some new material out, you know.
Spanning 6 decades, unbelievable. We had the pleasure a couple of years back to interviewing, of course, the late Bobby Smith, who was with the group. In fact, he lived in Orlando, I think, at the time we were talking to him, which is where we originate this show.
Right.
I got to tell you, Henry, this is a situation for a talent to be in, but it only shows how successful. When you put out a new CD, as you have done now, how difficult is it to introduce new music in a concert when everybody wants to bring back the memories with I'll Be Around, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, Then Came You, The Rubber Band Man? How do you do it?
Oh, it's, very easy. You know, when if you we're doing a show, like introduce the new material in about the middle of the show, you know, and we let anybody know that this is one of the songs that we're going to present to you, our new album, our new CD, and let us know how you feel about it, and tell us how you feel about it and what you think about it. And that's where we introduced the song off of the CD or the album, you know.
Sure.
And so the audience always accepts really good, you know, really accepts it.
Well, you know, the CD has so much versatility that only you guys could pull off. With classic jazz of like Show Me Your Heart and Missing Your Embrace,
right.
This is great stuff, and it sounds fresh, it sounds new, and it sounds like it's going to last an eternity as far as a lifetime is concerned, as all the other material you have done over the years. But I got to ask you, and I think I posed this one time to one of the Four Tops, what is it like when you go on stage with a new group of cohorts missing the original guys that you started with way back when? That's got to be a very sentimental thing.
It is, you know, because you look back, your original guys is always with you. I don't care where you go, what you do, what you are saying, your original guys and the original sound and the beginning is always with you on stage, you know. And, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, you
sure,
know.
Sure.
Whatever we perform, it's like going out as I always have. With my guys, you know, with my original guys. And the audience always receive us well. And we never had anyone to not receive us well, and which is great for us as the spinners as we go along, you know. So when we walk on stage, when the announcers say, ladies and gentlemen, the spinners, we always get the same ovation.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great. It never
helped
change.
What a legacy. You know, a lot of people relate your sound, you know, with the stuff that came out in the 70s as they called it then the Philly sound. But really, you got the start in Detroit back in 1954.
Yep. It's the same sound because you got the same voices. And fortunately, our producer, even up to date, is kept that sound and kept that same rhythm and the same sound, and this is what I guess is make the spinners is like round the block and back again. We're still here, you know what I mean? You still the same sound is here, and the same enthusiasm is there, you know. So it's the same thing over again,
all the way around. Ladies and gentlemen, they have top charts in the pop area, R&B. Listen to this, earning 6 Grammy nominations, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, selling millions of records worldwide in the process. I know you're on a continental tour here in the United States, but you're also going out to another part of the United States. You're going to be out in Hawaii for a couple of gigs, I understand, next month.
Yep, everything is coming up, and my wife is looking forward to going to Hawaii.
Of course.
So that's a good thing, you know. So everything is still up in the air for us, you know, and still feeling good and still enjoying life and still enjoying singing and still enjoying our public and our fans, everything. And when we walk on stage, we still get the same ovation, which is great.
You know, Henry, just listening to your voice, you still have the spark and the excitement as you probably did back in 1954. Who were some of your influences when you guys first got started?
The Mangoes.
Really?
The Moonglows. Mm-hmm. And I got to say the Moonglows because we met the Moonglows, and at that time, we met Harvey Fuqua of the Moonglows,
mm-hmm.
and he became our first manager. Yeah, he became our first manager. And, you know, he married Gwen Gordy, which is Barry Gordy's sister of Motown. Mm-hmm. And they started Tri-Fi Records, you know. And then we were the first artists on there. And everything went straight for us from then on, you know. And everything is history, you know.
The amazing part about it is how long you can keep a group together. You know, even the Beatles couldn't last long. You know, they lasted, what, less than 9 years? You know? But the original members of this group, and now in the new generation of it, it's amazing how the camaraderie and new material and excitement is still there. And that is a major tribute to the band and yourself, because obviously you put it all together, my friend.
That's one thing that we always... Whoever producer is, we always maintain that, stick with the sound, and what Tom Bell did for us, we want to stick with that, you know, stick with that sound, because that's what the public wants to hear.
Yep.
And we try to maintain that, you know.
Well, you can follow the Spinners, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but you can go to their website, which is thespinners.com, to find out where they're going to be in your town. When you go and see them in concert, you'll be blown away if you haven't seen them since. But I'm going to ask you that when you get more time one of these days, or you're down in the Orlando area, let us know. We would love to have you back on the show. I'm a huge fan of this band, and I'm so glad that this new CD is out right now. Amply titled, I might add, Round the Block and Back Again by the Fabulous Spinners. Henry, thank you for doing that.
All right. Just let me know, and I'll be glad to be on the show.
I would love to have you back. And you be safe, and tell your wife have a good time in Hawaii, all right?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Henry. Henry Fambro has been our guest, and, of course, he is the original member of the Spinners. And now he's out there with a new batch of guys and doing a great job. Oh, I love the Spinners. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Hand me down the walking cane. Hand me down my hat. Hurry now, but don't be late, because we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out. Catch the red sign. Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down.
Get your face out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. And joining us on the show next is Academy Award winner, our friend Sly Stallone. Hi, Sly. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. A couple of months back, we had your lovely wife, Ron. Now we get a chance to talk to you.
You got the whole family now.
Well, we got everybody.
You know, Sly, when I first heard about this show that you're putting together, I thought to myself, this is going to be a real success if indeed it comes off, and I'm sure it will.
Well, Ron, we're trying to keep it that way and trying to make it very pure. And basically, everyone involved in the show, money aside, really does love the sport of boxing. And we feel that it's going through a downward slide because it's just been mishandled, and perhaps the most famous people in boxing right now are the promoters rather than the fighters. And we want to change all that. And fighters, if they're really intent on taking that one last shot, going for the gold, that they make it to these auditions, because they will get a fair shot with really the best group possible that they could possibly have a second chance with.
What I don't understand is that how could anybody even try, even make an attempt at mixing that formula that you have, trying to screw it up with by doing it themselves? I mean,
I don't know.
You guys got everybody there.
Money-driven, Ron, and Oscar De La Hoya, who was supposed to be part of our group, decided to take our plan, basically, and run off and do a cheaper version of it. And unfortunately, they're trying to get ahead to every location that we're attempting to scout and offer these fighters a real shot at what they consider the prize ring. You know, I mean, when I say the prize gold ring, but it's really not the case. What we're doing is really in the purity of the sport and not for monetary gain. We're not asking people to join our promotion company that, you know, the first prize is you get to be one of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it at all. And we just didn't want people to be misled by people attempting to just steal our thunder.
I really believe that this is probably going to be so hot, and I can't imagine that the formula could be messed around with. First of all, you've got a real champ, and then you have somebody who is probably bigger than a real champ because of your notoriety with Rocky.
Well, you're right. I think that, and I appreciate the flattery, and it's unfortunate that, you know, people find it easier to steal a man's idea rather than to come up with one. And I know the fighters could possibly be expecting a lot more than what is being offered by the other group. So I just want them to have a heads up. And anyone that's really interested, anyone has a relative, a cousin, a brother, anyone that really wants to be a fighter, please call them or go to the NBC.com and look it up, the contender.
Now, Sly, what are you looking for? I mean, first of all, are they actually going to compete?
No, they're really going to compete. We're looking for guys that, like, maybe they had a moment in time and then responsibilities, family responsibilities. Maybe they got in trouble with the law, as long as it's not something that we, you know, the public can't forgive. But, you know, people have some minor skirmishes coming up. Maybe they joined the military. Perhaps they were sick. Whatever it is, but their careers were thrown off track. Or maybe they were just misguided by managers and ripped off. We want people that are pros. They could have had 20 fights. They could have had 2 fights. They have to be qualified. They have to be insurable. And then they will be interviewed. They will spar one round to see if they really have the what it takes, I believe, to make it to the next step, and also with other people coming on board, too. And it's going to be a second shot at their dream.
What weight class?
We were thinking at one time welter to middleweight, but I think I was wrong in saying that. There's some great fighters in every weight, so we want to see everyone from 135 lightweights all the way up to super, super heavyweights.
Is it conceivable, though, that you could have one show that incorporates more contestants because of the weight classes?
Absolutely possible. And if, let's just say, we decided to go on a certain weight class, middleweight or heavyweight,
mm-hmm.
and the other people who are lightweights go, oh, my God, you know, I feel as though my opportunity is flying away.
Right.
That's not the case, because we're also looking to build a stable of fighters, build a group of fighters that really want a second chance, and they would be part of ongoing promotions aside from the actual show.
Yeah. You really shed light back in the days when Rocky was in the box office for the first time, and you brought glamour to the business. And I know that you worked your tail off to make that thing work. And I know that you trained very difficult. Do you think when you did it, and you did it so convincingly, Sly, that people sometimes don't realize how much work goes into really becoming a professional boxer? I mean, there was some glamour to it. There's no doubt about it. But you made it look easy because you were good at it.
Right. It was voted the most difficult of all sports because of the conditioning, the ability to absorb pain, to function under duress, the close proximity of the audience, and if they're booing against you, that affects you, the ability to recover, grace under fire. It's unlike any other sport in the world, and it's probably the most difficult sport in the world when you put all these factors into it. So there is no such a thing as a bum in boxing. He may not be as good as the other guy, but anyone who can climb up those three steps is a winner.
It's amazing because, you know, a lot of times people say, I play a doctor on television or I'm a lawyer, but really I don't know anything about law or I don't know anything about medicine or anything about any of the part that I'm playing. You could have been a boxer.
Probably on a very minor level, but yeah, I had the privilege, or if you want to call it a dubious privilege, to spar with Duran, I sparred with Ali, I sparred with Ernie Shavers, Joe Frazier, Ken Norton, and I must say I definitely ended up on the short end of the stick, but you learn, no matter how, you know, you always learn, like they say, you get smarter by hanging out with smarter people. So you learn a lot, and I learned that I made the right career choice.
Well, but you know something, you're good at everything. I know that Universal Studios, I think the remaining part of Oscar was done down here when the L.A. studios burned.
Oh, that's right.
You got a little bit of a legacy.
A little bit of history there. Got a little Planet Hollywood going on down there. Yeah, I love Florida, and I was really put out when I heard that they were trying to grab our thunder and perhaps, you know, talk fighters into going on to a show that I really believe is going to be incredibly inferior to the one we're putting up there.
Let me pose this question to you. You got NBC now, who is very successful in these reality shows.
And even ABC with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Aside from the fact that they don't have the formula that you guys have, they may not even have the distributor that you guys have.
No, but Fox is a pretty potent network, but unfortunately I think they're really taking the low road on this. Like for example, another network will do The Bachelor, they'll do The Littlest Bachelor. They always do kind of a you know what I mean, reality show light.
Sly, are you going to have a first class hand in picking these people?
Yeah, I may come down to the Florida one because I want to, and my brother will be there for sure. He's involved in the actual casting, so it's going to be definitely a family project.
That's great. And you're one of the executive producers, too,
exactly
right?
Exactly right.
I tell you something. I really mean this. I think you have a major hit on your hands. I don't care what anybody tries to penetrate. I think you guys are in a glass bubble right now, and you're going to do very, very well this fall when this thing hits the airwaves.
Thank you.
Fly, I tell you what. If you need more help later on down the road to promote it, you just let us know. We're in your corner 100%.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Sly.
You bet.
Our very special guest, Sylvester Stallone.
Thank you.
Sly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I had a great time, and whenever you need us, we're at your beckoning call.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll use that. Thank you.
Okay, Sly, thanks so much.
What a dynamic actor, and could really become a boxer if he chose not acting. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The NYPD is investigating a Bronx daycare after the tragic death of a 1-year-old boy. Three other children, including a baby, are hospitalized.
All three children were unresponsive and demonstrating symptoms of opioid exposure. Narcan was administered to all three of these children.
Chief Detective Joe Kenny revealed a drug-related item, a kilo press, was found during the investigation, despite a surprise inspection on September 9th that reported no violations. Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, is sharing that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He said they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Today marks Mexico's Independence Day, commemorating the Cry of Independence on September 16, 1810, a call for freedom from Spanish rule. The cry, culminating in Viva Mexico, was initiated by priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
And I just came back from a very long road trip, and I got this book last evening when I got in, and I read it cover to cover. I could not put it down. I really could not put it down. It was sensational. Dear Cary, My Life with Cary Grant, joining us right now is the beautiful Diane Cannon. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Well, I am just tremendously blessed hearing you say those words because they sound sincere and meant from the heart, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Well, it's absolutely true. I, you know, like many people, was a fan of Cary Grant, but, you know, you just worded this thing in such a fashion that it's just, I mean, it sends all kinds of electrifying shivers because you feel like you're there. And I think that when you write a book and you give the reader the ability to feel like they were experiencing him, then I think you've succeeded. And I think that's the case. And I failed to mention here in the introduction, ladies and gentlemen, that Diane is an award-winning film and television actress, director, screenwriter, and the first to be nominated for a Oscar as an actress and a filmmaker. Pretty good accomplishments there for a beautiful lady.
Well, I'm very grateful. You don't do that alone. It's all teamwork, I promise.
Was it difficult to write this book, Diane? I mean, from the standpoint of bringing back some great memories and some not-so-great memories to a legendary screen star such as Cary Grant.
Honestly, it's been the most difficult thing I've ever done.
I believe
it. And I've worked my way through some difficult things, but I love Cary, and I loved him, and it was the greatest romance of my life, and I know a lot of people love him, so that the book is not a bashing Cary Grant book, but it is allowing people, I think, to love him more because they'll understand about some of the horrific things he had to handle in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had a terrible childhood, and those demons came up to try and prevent him from living love in his life. But I had such compassion for what shaped him that I tried to help heal it. But, you know, I was a baby.
Yes.
I was very young. He was older than my father, but he was Cary Grant.
Yeah,
know?
Right. Of course. You can overlook the small detail. 33 years difference. You make the comment in the book that as his career was winding down, yours was climbing very rapidly, and that's always a situation that could cause a calamity.
Yes, that's right. And he didn't want me to work, so I didn't work. I stopped working. Well, it was Svengali. It was Pygmalion, really. You know, it was, he was attracted to me because of, I think, what I was, and then he tried to change it, and I didn't understand that, but I think that's universally done. I think people get married, then they try and change their partner, right?
Yes.
To accommodate their needs. And I did that happily because I loved him so much. He was my everything. But that's a dangerous place to be because that's like standing on a rug that anyone can pull out from under you at any minute.
Yeah. Boy, how true that is, too. And the letters that you've put in the book are really very specific in the love that he had for you. I mean, it wasn't syrupy, but it was honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and that's what attracted me to honesty. And he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was a genius. Do you see some of those drawings and his
yes.
characters and
yes.
his letters and his writing? The man was amazing. He had problems, so like all of us.
Yeah. Now, you were upset one time when he gave your phone number to somebody else because he thought that you had eyes for that other person. I mean, that's a very unusual situation for someone to do when they are themselves attracted to you.
Yes, I know. Well, that's when I stopped seeing him. I had been dating him for maybe 6-7 months, and we went to Clifford Odets, the playwright,
yes.
home for dinner. And he encouraged me to talk to Clifford while he went around and talked to people. And then afterwards, on the way home, he asked me if I would like to follow him home because it was a last-minute date, and I met him there with my own car. But when we passed Beverly Estates Drive, where he lived, up the hill, my little voice said, don't go. It was early in our relationship, even though it was 6 or 7 months, and we had not been intimate, and I just felt, it's midnight, go home. And he didn't like that. And the next day I got a call thinking it was Cary by a man saying it was Clifford Odets. And so I said, come on, Cary, and laughed and hung up. And after several phone calls, I realized it was Clifford Odets. And, oh, that just made me so upset that he would give my number to someone else. So I stopped taking his calls.
Wow.
Which is very cavalier of you, because some of them would just fall victim to his smile and his personality and his presence. But I think that that shows character on your behalf. I love the story in here, Diane, and I won't repeat it. I'll have people read this, okay, about an infection that he had on his leg and the cure for it. Why is it that I can somewhat visualize that, but I don't know. I just, I really, that's love. All I'm going to say is buy this book, Dear Carrie, by Diane Cannon, and you'll absolutely see what love is all about. Okay.
That's right.
He was 62 years old when Jennifer was just about to be born.
Right.
And that was something that he always said. He didn't want to have a child with somebody he truly didn't love sincerely.
Right. He loved me. There's no question about that. And I loved him. There's no question about that.
Then why the divorce?
Carrie made me promise him at one point that I would promise him not to let me turn him into his mother, with whom I don't want to ruin the book. But he was abandoned as a child and left by anybody that ever loved him. And I'm thinking what happened was he wanted to leave before somebody left him.
Wow.
And the pain was so deep. And I tried to heal the rift between he and his mom. It was, I don't want to ruin the story for but what a brave woman she was, and lovely, really lovely, but very angry and had every right to be because of what her husband did to her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a series of circumstances, but what I'm happy to say is I did suffer a terrible breakdown, and there are lessons in the book. The thing I think that's making people love this book, incidentally, in the first week we made the New York Times bestseller list.
Congratulations.
And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. I'm so grateful because I waited all these years so that I could write a helpful, hopeful, inspiring book.
Yes.
And it's changing lives. I've been at book signings recently and people are telling me how it's changing their life, how it's making them look differently at their own relationships. Because if we have to go against something we intrinsically believe in our heart, soul, and mind and strength to help somebody else because we love them, it'll kill it.
Yeah. Boy.
We'll roll over on ourselves and it'll kill whatever it is. It will destroy it. It will destroy the relationship and then there's nothing left of you.
Yeah.
You've given all of you away and what they think they were attracted to was really an effort to get out of their own way so they wouldn't have to think about their own things, and then they go on to something or somebody else.
After reading the book, I actually agree with you 100%. I concur with the goal that you have set forth in this because I saw that and I felt it when I was reading it. And there's some nice anecdotes too. I mean, it talks about you being in rehab and your problems with pot and drinking. But I love the story about how he dinged up his Rolls Royce because being a car buff, it makes me feel good to know. I mean, I backed mine into my wife's car the other day and almost had a heart failure. So it's nice to know that Cary Grant does the same thing. It's kind of off the subject, okay? But one of the funniest things I ever saw on television was when you were on The Tonight Show with Carson and did not remember going out with him. I love that clip.
I have to tell you the truth. I really did. I was just playing with him.
I mean, who would not remember going out with him, right?
Johnny was one of my best friends. And with my divorce with Carrie, he was the first person that called and said, come on, we're going to dinner.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He used to come and play the drums at my house, parties, and he loved popcorn. I'd always pop him fresh popcorn. He was a dear, dear, dear friend, and I still miss him.
Yeah, we all do.
No one was like him.
No. How did you learn of Carrie's passing?
I was with my daughter having dinner, and we were on our way home, and she got a call from Stanley Fox that said, we had a message from the driver that said, call when you get home. And I was in the kitchen, and Jennifer was in the office in the study, and I heard her scream. And I went in, and that's when we found out.
Well, Diane, you have made a great piece of literature here. The name of the book is Dear Carrie, a memoir by Diane Cannon. You have hit a grand slam with this.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
Diane, thank you, dear. You're terrific.
And so are you.
Thank you so much for saying that. We'll be back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We're back with Ron Segee today, live nationwide and around the world. Our next guest was a frequent star on our show, but we haven't talked to him in an awfully long time, and he still looks great. At 84 years old, we may know the secret of what keeps him looking so young, so active, and so busy.
He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going, and looks good. It's very depressing for people like me. Joining us right now is George Hamilton. Hi, George. How are you?
Good, Ron. I remember being in Orlando. It was the only night that our lights and our electricity, everything went out on stage during Lacage. And I discovered that evening I wanted to do a one-man show. I was singing on stage a duet in La Cage aux Folles, and all of a sudden, I heard this giant crack of lightning, and everything went dead, and all I heard was me singing. And I thought, this is the weirdest thing. Why am I singing? And I kept on singing. All of a sudden, the lights came back on. Everybody had left the stage, And I turned to the audience. I said, I've always wanted to be a one-man show, and I just kept on talking. And for the next 10 minutes, I thought, this is more fun than I've ever had. It all was born there in Orlando.
But you see, let me tell you something. That is the true indication of a pro. The show must go on. Doesn't make a difference if you have lights, audience, anything, okay? As long as you're on, I'm a singer, George. As long as you're on stage, the whole world can collapse around you. You're having fun, and that's all that matters.
Well, it was that way, and I was surprised because I'd never done that before. And it's just that it was the idea that I had been set free from having to say lines that other people had written for me, and I could just be myself. And I thought, God, this is so much more fun than doing so. Next year, I'm going to do that. You'll see me back in Orlando next year.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
On my own show. Now, what's going on, Ron? What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about how good you look and how I can look that way, too. Now, here's a perfect example, and I'm going to say to everybody, with your permission, George, that George is 80. So let me just put it that way. In 30 cities, 400 shows last year, okay? Yep. Now, let me tell you something. That is a grueling pace, and the only way that you can do that well is if you live well, and I know you live well. See, what's nice is that when you live well, it shows. When I live well, it doesn't show. So I need some health tips from you, George, as to how to make life a little bit more enjoyable because you feel good. You know, I talked to Jay Leno, and he's on a campaign that I really believe in. America is just a bunch of fat people, okay? And when you talk about now obesity being a disease, are you kidding me? You know, that's terrible.
That's the real problem. And, you know, I would understand it if we were just a bunch of hungry people who have to eat. I do believe when we started supersizing things that everything kind of got out of hand.
Right.
More important is the reason for it. And I remember as a little kid, I mean, I drank Coca-Cola and I drank a lot of things that were not all good for you. But the thing is that there were smaller amounts of it than they are today.
George, over your career, you've had people always come up to you and say, how do you and why do you stay in the sun for such long periods of time? The late shows used to kid around about you're tan 12 months out of the year. Of course, we know that the sun is great for you, but it also can damage your skin and be a problem, too. What do the doctors tell you?
I have to laugh. You know, vitamin D comes from the sun. And everybody used to say, oh, God, he's out in the sun again. And they would say to me, you know, you just got to stop that sun. Then one day I saw my doctor, and I said, what are you so tanned for? And he said, well, you know, these new studies show that we're depleted in vitamin D, and you can only get it really from the sun. And I said, yes, so you're telling me I did something right all these years? He said, yeah, but you might have overdone it.
The funny thing about it is with the reputation you have about that great tan, you'll live to be 172.
I stumbled on that by accident. I think I did overdo it. I love the sun. Only, I remember doing movies with guys like Cary Grant and there was a guy named Glenn Ford. We did westerns together. And Glenn would say to me, "Why are you wasting your time? We'd do a western and they'd come up to put makeup on us and they'd scare the horses." And so he said, "Don't do that. You're scaring the horses. Just get out here and sit out and let's have sun during lunchtime, and then we won't have to wear makeup." We never did, and Cary Grant never did. I mean, I'd see him outside on the lot at MGM, and he'd be tanning every day, and I'd sit and talk to him, you know. And it was a fascinating era,
fascinating time
to be an actor. But so many of those guys were like that. They didn't really like the idea of wearing makeup and all that. Vitamin D is natural from the sun. It just comes from the sun, and you don't have to do what I did, which is I'd spend hours out, but I would submit that you spend 15 minutes, maybe a half hour, and not in the height of the sun, you know, late afternoon or early morning sun, and it's wonderful for you. Everything that grows from that. Watch these doctors like Dr. Oz and Dr. McCullough, and they're all going for it now. They're all realizing how important the sun is.
See, anything you say is gospel. When you have somebody that is giving you advice and they don't practice it because they look bad or whatever the case may be. I had a doctor one time that weighed like 400 pounds and he put everybody on a diet. I mean, he had about zero credibility. You know, when somebody looks and is healthy and as vibrant as you are, you take advice from somebody like that. Congratulations, Prince George, recently named to the advisory board of the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine because of his progressive views on health and wellness. That's fantastic. And I like your philosophy, age is just a number, and that's true. As they say, you look marvelous. Now, this winner, this contest that you're having, let me just tell everybody what you get, okay? You get two tickets to fly from anywhere in the United States to Los Angeles, a two-night stay at a local hotel, a food shopping trip with George Hamilton, a diet review by George, a healthy cooking session with George and a private chef, dinner with George, exercise tips, and a workout with George is a long 2 days, and a one-year supply of youth infusion. Where can you get that?
You go to the vitamin shop. Yeah. Shops everywhere have it. It's easy and it's fast. My kid loves it because he cannot take a pill. He won't take a pill. So this morning, I gave him his usual little powdered drink, and he put it in there, and he drank it, and he said, Dad, this is not bad at all. It's so hassle-free. It is the insurance policy against having your bad health. Because, believe me, you check into it. It's the micronutrients we're missing in the food, the lack. So sad in America that the farmer who really kept us going has now been cut up to a relic. And we have these mass-grown foods with animals and fish that are farmed. It's not fair to us. And we've done it because of these big companies. America's got to seize this back in their own hands and get this back to eating right. Because We did eat right 50 years ago.
Yes, we did.
Did have it.
Something happened along the way. I urge everybody to go to your site.
And when you get to his site, everything that you ever wanted to know about George Hamilton, what he does, what he's doing, everything is there at his website, georgehamilton.com. And still looking great at 84. George, my friend, anytime you want to come back and talk, let us know when you're down in the Orlando area. We'd love to have
you. Well,
I
will. Ron, my boy goes to school in St. Petersburg. Naval Academy there.
Oh, good for him.
My younger one. And so I'm back down there quite a lot, and I'm from Florida, and I'm resident. So I'll be in to see you, Ron.
That sounds great. George, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a delight when you're here. You're a classy guy.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Good talking with you again. George Hamilton has been our guest, and he is so cool.
And I don't know if you know this, back in the 60s, he used to date Lyndon Johnson's daughter. I think her name was Lucy Bird or some kind of bird. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgwick.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgwick today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour for being on the program, from the Spinners, the original member, Henry Frambaugh, actor Sly Stone, the man himself, actress Diane Cannon, and George Hamilton. Next hour, Lieutenant Joe Kendall will be joining us. He's got two shows, one on the Discovery Network and one on Investigative Discovery. Comedian Joel Coy will be joining us on the show. Another legendary actress, Meryl Hemingway, and a former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Jerome Adams. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.